Today we're talking about video games, specifically those games that have been made to be played by people with disabilities. There's even a dedicated set of awards to recognize them. Online editor for Media Access Australia, Eliza, is here to tell us more. Welcome, Eliza.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, what makes a video game accessible?
Well, the key for games is to make sure they can be customized. That means that players can do things like change the text size, change the color scheme, and change the sound from, say, stereo to mono, for example. So it's up to the studio which makes the game to ensure that these customizations are possible for each game they produce. Of course, video games generally are a multi-sensory experience, so they use sound and vision and the vibration of the controller to really make the player feel immersed in the game. So there's a lot of potential for game designers to really consider the experience of a gamer who is missing one of those senses. How can you compensate? How can you make a fully immersive and fun experience for someone who, say, doesn't have a sense of sight or a sense of hearing?
So what are some of the more accessible games that are available?
Well, the Aim for Gamers charity in the US, pretty much the authority on things like this. They focus particularly on games for people with mobility impairment. They just announced the winners of their Accessible Game Awards. And I have to tell you, Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, was crowned the winner. You know that one, Roberta?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Neither am I have to say. But this was named the winner because it was the most customizable game.
Can you just tell us again what that game was?
Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn.
Oh.
But the Final Fantasy franchise has been going since I think I was about 10 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the latest installment, and I think the accessibility of the game has improved with each release.
I mentioned earlier that I had been playing a video game with one of my grandchildren, first time ever. I did play the little Donkey Kong things, the little handheld things, but not a video game on the television, and I can understand why people like them, Eliza.
Oh, exactly. There's nothing like it. They are fun. The level of, transportation to this other world is unlike anything you get from a book or a movie. You're just transported to another world with another level of experience. It's an amazing thing.
Now, do consoles come with screen readers?
Now, this is where we take a turn to the disappointing, I have to say, Roberta. I'm afraid that for listeners who are blind and rely on screen readers to use computers, your options are pretty limited with games. You won't be able to play mainstream games, so instead the options are limited to games that have been specifically produced for blind gamers. There's a fantastic resource called audiogames.net, which features computer games based on sound, and there's a lively international community of blind gamers around games that you can really use just on sound, but that don't have the visual elements. So in that way, they are perfectly accessible. That doesn't make up for being excluded from mainstream gaming, but it's still a fun form of entertainment.
Are some gaming consoles better than others, would you think?
No, of course, the biggest gaming consoles are the Sony PlayStation and Microsoft Xbox. You're going to find one of those in almost all Australian homes these days. And unfortunately, they're pretty much equally bad. In the lead up to Christmas, Able Gamers actually released a warning saying that gamers with disabilities should not buy these latest consoles because the accessibility of them has actually gone backwards. Microsoft released an accessibility information about the Xbox Kinect console, which, like the Nintendo Wii, uses a camera to project the player's image onto the screen. So it doesn't use a handheld controller. In essence, your body is the controller, which my little nephew absolutely loves. But again, we're not seeing accessibility extended to blind players. It's almost as though gaming is the final frontier for accessibility. We're not seeing the progress we've had in, say, websites or movies. A lot of what Able Gamers does is design accessible controllers to compensate for the inaccessibility of the PlayStation and the Xbox. This has been hugely beneficial to people with mobility impairments, but I'm afraid it won't do much to comfort our blind listeners.
Well, let's hope things change in the future.
Yes.
Thank you for all of that, Eliza. For more information about the world of accessible gaming, visit ablegamers.com. And for general information on media and technology, visit the Media Access Australia website, mediaaccess.org.au, or call Eliza and the team on 02 9212 6242. And Media Access Australia is a supporter of this program.